I know, I didn't believe it either. Snow penises outlawed. 12th of May, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Run News. Madison, Wisconsin. Long an enclave for the more progressive elements of American society, Madison, Wisconsin has also been the home, as it were, of phallic snow sculptures for the past 10 years. The artwork of heterosexual women and homosexual men, these snow penises have long annoyed many men and women, especially parents, who have not appreciated the exhibits, quote, in our kids' faces, unquote, as Margaret Johnson, president of Concerned Parents Anonymous, put it. She and over 100 other concerned parents are responsible for the organized protests that, after a decade, have resulted in an anti-nudity law against such snow statues, which the code describes as the male genitals, erect or flaccid, of any human or humanoid figure of frozen precipitation in the form of white or translucent hexagonal ice crystals that fall in soft flakes, unquote. Critics of the ordinance, mostly gay males, believe that the term genitals, which they say includes the scrotum and the testicles as well as the penis, is too broad and therefore unconstitutional. The American Civil Liberties Union has agreed to represent the snow penis sculptors of Madison, Wisconsin, and the world pro bono in a legal challenge to the law, which ACLU spokesman Bonnie Bum describes as unaesthetic. The gay community, such as it is in Madison, has called upon its members to stand up and be counted by creating snow penises in their neighborhoods throughout the land. Nathan Alexander, president of Gays for the Degeneration and Defamation of America, told a news reporter Lotta Lies, quote, "The only problem is that the most in most of the country, spring has sprung," unquote. He also called upon our lesbian sisters to put aside their penis envy and give us a hand in creating as many of the phallic snow sculptures as possible. Using a series of metaphors calculated to appeal to lesbians, such as wet and box, he suggested, quote, "If the wet season has passed, think outside the box," unquote. Lesbians and others, he said, could create sculptures at ski resorts and atop snow-covered mountain peaks. Doing so could have had the added punitive effect, he said, of having society pay thousands of dollars to finance rescue missions for artists to get lost on mountain slopes. If that happens to you, remember to bring an igloo or a snow cave along with your phallus, unquote. Build an igloo or snow cave, rather, unquote, he added. Reportedly, Sean Penn, Alec Baldwin, and other male celebrities have agreed to, quote, "get naked and let it all hang out," unquote, while they participate in a group protest during which they will pollute themselves at the famous ski resort at Vail, Colorado, surrounded by a circle of gigantic snow phalli that will gush sastrugi, a term used by skiers to describe snow that has melted into breaking waves. Never heard of the shit. Meanwhile, in an effort to circumvent the law, Madison artists are using several of 120 Inuit words for white powder snow. That is not Penn's stash of cocaine. Wendy Metropolis, a Chicago resident, refers to the white stuff from which he sculpted the snow phallus on her 120-floor apartment building's balcony, a mavza, which means snowdrift overhead that is about to fall. Vince Meat, a gay sculptor, called his snow penis anigrak, or frost on a living surface. Meanwhile, protests and legal action on the part of the city's ordinance against snow penises. Wisconsin police vow to ticket anyone who carves or constructs the male genitals, either erect or flaccid, of any human or humanoid figure in frozen participation in the form of white or translucent hexagonal ice crystals that fall in soft flakes, and are prepared to use bulldozers to demolish oversized statues. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.